This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Funny to think, it's funny to say, funny be attacked by Bird this way, Jake and Amir, though Byron Murphy, like to drink turfy, all jacked up, coming Billy Scuffery, the If I Were You show, skits about Captain Cruncher, boy, get the hell out of my laptop store, the podcast audio, settle down, learn to be amused, loving fans to be abused, If I Were You show, now.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
I liked it.
That was like Dave Matthews Band Chic, but not quite Dave Matthews Band cover.
Right.
Was actually an original adapted from a song of his called Subversion. Shout out to Jake because Amir never does. I don't know what that means.
I don't shout you out?
I guess. This guy...
Wait, you don't shout me out? He said shout out to Jake because Amir never does?
Yeah.
That's true. You don't shout me out enough. You're never like, shout out to Jake or big ups to Jake or like, give it up for Jake.
If we're talking to each other, when would I ever say shout out to Jake while speaking to you?
When you like introduce the show, you'd be like, hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir. Shout out to Jake.
No, that's what I would say if you weren't there. Why would I shout out? What?
You could say big ups to Jake then. Like, I'm Amir, big ups to my co-host. And then I will be like, Jake here. But you never do that shit. So, yeah, no, he's right. It's fine. I don't, like, it doesn't weigh heavily on me. It is what it is, you know?
But it does weigh a little bit, which is, I think, is too much.
I think it does, yeah, it doesn't weigh, but it chips away. It doesn't weigh heavy, but it chips away.
That's bad. Chipping away is worse than weighing heavy.
Yeah, I would say it's, this episode is maybe the straw that breaks the camel's back. I feel like I've been an absolute ox.
Yeah.
And I hate to even think of myself as a camel with straw on their back, but like, I think I've been an ox, if anything.
So this was written by a friend of yours.
Sorry,
so I guess you told them to say that?
I was just wondering if I could finish.
And?
I'm an ox.
Yeah, no, I
heard
that.
My back is finally broken under the weight of all of your slights.
You're not an ox.
All of your snide asides.
You're a balsa wood. You're a dry stick. You're incredibly breakable.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm a fucking. I feel like I have the mental fortitude of an ox in a way.
Yeah, I don't think you're an ox. I don't think you're strong. I don't think you're mentally strong, especially not mentally strong.
Well, I think I have this armor, and it's hard to hurt my feelings, but sometimes things like a lifetime of snide asides will
snides for sure
chip away at my oxen constitution. And that leaves me in a vulnerable state, which is not normal for me to be insecure and sad and scared and hurt by you.
Got it.
Here we are.
Yes, here we are. This guy who wrote this song, which really derailed us, is Calvin Yeager.
he exposed our weak foundation.
Oh, you know what? I misread it. It says, shout out Amir, Jake never does.
Really?
Yeah, which, whatever, I guess.
That hurts to hear.
Why? That one too? All right, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. It's a holiday week, Wednesday, July 3rd at the time of recording. This will post on Monday, July 8th, right around the 4th of July.
Very patriotic.
I thought we'd celebrate, not with fireworks, but with a lightning round episode. That's cool.
Thank you.
So these are questions that we, not submitted. How do you say, like, requested on Twitter?
Solicited?
Yeah, solicited. That's right. Shout out to Jake.
Big ups to Jake. Woo! Finally get the fucking credit I'm due.
So we solicited some questions, some quick hits on Twitter. Got over 100. We're going to try to get to as many as possible right off the bat. Jake, why don't you load it too, and then we can just go back and forth.
I love that idea.
Here's a quick and easy one. Best genre of food, says Lucas Myers.
I think it's a real toss-up between Mexican, Japanese, Italian,
that's
and
a
American.
Lot. Narrow it down to two.
I also like Greek. Okay, between two of those ones that I mentioned, because there's a couple others that I really enjoy.
Lightning
I'll say,
round.
Tell you what, why don't we go Tex-Mex?
Single elimination style.
Can I do Tex-Mex? Because that's sort of a fusion.
That way I get the barbecue and a burrito.
I'll say Japanese street food because I feel like that includes sushi and burgers.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Can I say which one is pad thai but also a grilled cheese?
Oh, that's fucking true. Food's so good. I'm hungry.
Give me a fucking comfort food that has like cereal but also general tso's.
Yeah, man. Damn. What is it? What's your favorite genre?
I'll go with a real underrated one, I think, is Thai. Thai really came onto the scene a little later in my life, but I'm never disappointed in Thai. Even bad Thai is good to me.
Oh, interesting. I guess I'll...
I also don't love cheese enough to go Mexican or American.
Gotcha.
Thai food is cheeseless.
Right. I love Mexican food because I love rice, beans, cheese, bread, but Mexican food does not have enough bacon in it. At least like the non-Americanized versions of it.
Right.
So, and for that reason, I will say American food on the 8th of July, goatest cuisine of all time. We fucking got it right. Big ups to George Washington. Props to John Hancock. Thanks for getting it done.
Yeah, I want an impossible burger and a side of rice.
Side of rice.
Give me a fucking rib and a side of brown rice, dry.
Let me have a hot dog, charboiled, burnt to a crisp. Oh, and how about a side of rice?
You want a hot dog, and then on the side of the hot dog is just steamed white rice?
Hot dog, I'll have a burger.
And then on the side, yeah.
And on the side, rice.
Got it. All right. Any other questions that you found?
Oh, let's see.
A lot of these are about basketball, which I don't mind, but I don't want to make about the whole show. I mean, this isn't a Buckets episode after all.
Ooh, I like this question. If you guys had to host another HeadGum podcast, which one would you choose?
Wow, that is
fun. If we could thieve a show from one of our amazing artists that you can check out on HeadGum.com.
Yeah.
Who would we thieve?
I would say Punch Up the Jam, but I'm not talented enough to come up with new songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All Fantasy Everything seems really fun. You just get to rank your favorite stuff.
Yeah, I think All Fantasy Everything is probably one of the coolest formats. I like Billy and Adam's show. That's a nice little game that they play.
Yeah, we borderline do that now, but we give advice. But yeah, they take a topic and discuss their like previous, present, and future with them. So that's a good structure.
I think it's a really nice structure.
Shout out to No Joke Pod. Shout out to All Fantasy Everything. Shout out to Punch Up the Jam. And big ups to Jake.
Thanks, dude. That's awesome to hear. I don't hear that enough.
Dream holiday destination. I guess it means vacation.
This is actually very interesting because I'm getting closer and closer to actually going on my honeymoon.
Interesting. 1 year after the fact.
Someday I might actually do it.
Is it a honeymoon if it's just a vacation with your wife 19 months after the wedding?
It's honestly getting to the point where it does not count as a honeymoon. If you don't take it within a year, it's not a honeymoon. And I wanted, I don't want to air all of my grievances against my wife on this podcast.
But, I mean, she can't make up her mind.
But she, I begged to go on a honeymoon right after the wedding. I've always wanted to be whisked away to a romantic location and spend 2 weeks, you know, driving the Italian coast or hiking the French Alps. But no, I couldn't do that. Not after the wedding. It was too busy. We had already taken enough time off of work planning the wedding.
That's right.
So, yeah, I feel like weddings get bigger and bigger now. So it's, you need more time. You need more time off to plan the thing, and then you can't do the honeymoon.
Right.
And then the plan was to go on our honeymoon this summer, but Jill got a new job. So I can't fucking
win. Yeah, just the dream vacation destination, I guess.
I just can't fucking win.
Yeah, and, I mean, you can't. Sounds like you're having an awesome time. You are going to go on a vacation. It just won't be within the random, arbitrary 12-month mark, which I'm not really sure what that means.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's true. No, but we're fighting a lot.
I know. Where do you want to go? Just say
all
Iceland.
Honeymoon related. I want an escape. That's what I want.
Is that too much to ask? Who here thinks a beach is too much to ask for?
I really have been thinking about my honeymoon, and what I've wanted to do is like the French, Italian, and Swiss Alps in the middle of summer. Like alpine lakes, snow-capped mountains, valleys with flowers. That's my vibe. That's what I want. But then I've seen some friends been going to Greece and like diving off a catamaran into a crystal blue ocean seems pretty fucking perfect too. So I'm torn.
so far, two questions up and both answers. You're on the fence, torn, can't decide.
Yeah. Nothing's right, I'm torn. You're a little late.
How about Japan, Tokyo? That way you can eat every meal with a side of rice. That's my dream vacation, is Tokyo. Never been, hear great things, want to attend.
I feel like what the question is, what's the question exactly?
Dream,
how do you phrase it?
Dream holiday destination.
Okay, so that's one that we have not been to, where we'd want to go.
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess in that case, I'll say the Dalmatian coast of Croatia.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay. Brittany Howard writes, top five things to do in both LA and New York for someone who will be traveling to both from Canada in the near future. Your favorite things to do in both. She Jesus. Wants 10 things, but why don't we give her a few?
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard for me to answer a much simpler question. Well, actually, having five does help a little bit.
Yeah, okay, you go New York, I'll go LA.
Okay, depending when you're visiting, I think seeing some kind of sports thing is a fun way to like experience New York, because you got to get on the subway, you have to like kind of do the transportation, and then you're also surrounded by lots of New Yorkers. So if there's like a Yankees game, a Mets game, there could also be, you know, if it's later in the summer, maybe there's even the U.S. Open happening. That'd be really cool.
That's cool. All right, I'll steal that for a Dodger game, and then also go West Side, Santa Monica, rent a bike, which I don't know how to actually ride, but I hear good things. You can go to Santa Monica, Venice, eat on the near the beach, shop around, enjoy yourself out there.
Yeah, biking down the Santa Monica boardwalk is cool. Also, pro tip, I believe Friday night Dodger games, there's a fireworks show afterwards.
Okay, that's a solid tip.
Back to the big crapple. I'm flustered, so I'll just say see a Broadway show. You can't
good.
Go wrong there, though. That's solid. You should definitely do that. And I'm going to think harder for tip number three.
Okay, a lot of good street tacos. You can almost do like a street taco tour. We're talking taco trucks that are very well respected, highly regarded. If you want some authentic Mexican taco trucks, I'm sure there's a blog or a website that tells you exactly where to go to eat some of your new favorite foods, your new favorite genre of food.
This is my shirt.
You don't have to worry about it. Broadway is fine.
Harder and,
We don't have to actually get
you
five.
Can also you can see an off Broadway show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have famous.
What about the Staten Island?
Yeah,
Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah. Staten Island. I'm having a panic attack.
I think so. All right. You found another question?
Yeah. This one I like. It's gin, vodka, or tequila, and I'll turn it into a fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, interesting. I will marry vodka, because that one offends me the least.
Okay.
I will kill gin, because I'm not a fan.
Okay.
And as for tequila, fuck tequila. I'm not a fan of that either.
Wait, oh, okay. Yeah, got it. Okay. I think I like tequila the most, but I'm still going to kill it because it gives me the most problems.
I see. It hurts you.
Yeah, it hurts me. It hurts me bad. And I'll fuck vodka because I can fuck with vodka.
Nice.
And gin, I'll marry gin because I have too much respect for gin to fuck with it, you know?
That's really cool.
Thanks.
Is it my turn? Oh, yeah, it's my turn. Here's a basketball one that's more about Jake. It's how little will Jake care if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Lakers? This will be instantly dated. Kawhi will have made his decision by the time this comes out. So how little or much do you care?
How do you know he'll make his decision by then?
He's dragging his feet, but I believe he has to make it for the Lakers' sake by July 6th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because like free agency is such a long time, but they're like, you have to decide by July 6th, like wait months before it's over.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like 99.9% of people decide within the first day or two. It's very rare that he's taken this long. It's July 3rd at the time of recording. I'm guessing he decides today or tomorrow.
Interesting. And so you're saying the question is how much will it matter to me?
Yeah. Do you care at all as a LeBron fan?
I'd like to hear your answer before I give mine.
I sort of talked about it on Buckets yesterday, but I've never cared about anything more than where Kawhi Leonard signs. It's keeping me up at night. It's stressing me out. I'm refreshing blogs. I'm in the deep web. I'm texting friends, trying to find any inside information. Everything is completely locked down. I'm losing sleep. I'm tired, angry, and annoyed. And I'm starting to think he won't sign with the Lakers, so all this will be for naught. So how much do you care, bitch, about if Kawhi Leonard signs with the fucking LA Lakers?
Honestly, my question to you was how much do you think I care? I already know that you care the max.
You verbally
attacked me, bud.
Sorry about that. I think you're kind of invested, but you'll enjoy LeBron and Anthony Davis on the Lakers either way.
Yeah, I guess would it ruin anything for you if Kawhi didn't sign with the Lakers? Like, will it diminishes the Anthony Davis trade? Will it diminish the Lakers in your eyes?
They'll be a lot better with him. It'll be sad if he chooses the Clippers over the Lakers, because then it's like, I want to live in LA, but I want to play with the Clippers. If he goes back to Toronto, I think that's completely understandable. And that's where I'm leaning right now. I think he's going to just re-sign with his old team for another year or two.
Is everyone else on that team still, though?
Yeah.
Everyone else is.
Danny Green is also a free agent, but he would probably re-sign with Toronto if Kawhi...
Oh, right. Danny. I think I'd read that Danny Green was waiting to see what Kawhi does.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So do you care?
Yeah, I want him to be... I guess if he was a Laker, I'd be super excited. But I think it would... If he remained a Raptor, it would also be very exciting. And I'd probably root for the Raptors next season.
Again, I can't fault him for staying in Toronto. Toronto did their best efforts to keep this really mercurial, silent, brooding superstar. So it'd be cool if they pulled it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a question?
Let's see. Oh, I just saw the will Jake care if Kawhi goes to... There's a lot of Lakers questions, huh?
I know. I think people understand the stress I'm going through.
What's a smart way to get fired from your job?
Ooh.
Is there a smart way?
A smart way? Well, getting fired is better than quitting because you'll get severance. So right off the bat, getting fired is a smart way of leaving a job. But what's the smartest way of getting fired?
I don't know. Because like you really have to... It'll show up on your resume too. You gotta think about that a little bit, right?
Yeah, give me like you don't wanna be
if they wanna call your old boss, if you're like getting a new job, what is 2 months severance if you're gonna get dragged when you get that reference.
Yeah. What if you find something out about the CEO and you blackmail him to firing you with like 6 months severance? That way he has to speak glowingly of you. He gives you cash not to work for the next half year. And then whatever job you get next, he has to give you a good reference.
That's solid, but you have to find something to blackmail him about.
Yeah, so you'll plant some sort of seedy email material, and usually people are up to nefarious things regardless, so it doesn't really...
Right. Yeah. How nefarious? This is a smart way to get fired, is to blackmail your boss?
I mean, everyone's hiding a pretty evil secret. I know right off the top of my head, I have like, I must have 5 evil little deeds that I'm like currently navigating in terms of taking people down or lying.
Like, I can't think of 5 evil deeds that
just like nasty little secrets that could ruin you on the day. Like, how many do you have? Like, just, you don't have to say them, obviously, because they would ruin not only your life, but other people's. But like, how many nasty little evil things do you have that are sort of rumbling in your head?
Wait, rumbling in my head? Like, you can keep you up
at night, scare you, make it so you can't look in the mirror for too long.
Can I have an example of one of yours? We can edit this part out of the show.
Yeah, so like an example of one of mine is that I accidentally, quote unquote, ended somebody in high school.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I made someone not be. Persona non grata, body gone, in high school.
You disappeared somebody.
Yeah, I vanished somebody else with one trace. But the trace is a clue that I sit on, and I find myself... In times of sorrow, wondering what came of me. Yeah,
you're a sociopath. You're a psycho.
Yeah. So if you could find something like that on your boss, I feel
you're
like
absolutely
that's a,
sick.
That's a smart way.
Yeah, that's smart. I have another one.
Okay.
When Amir finally plays D&D, what class do you think he'd play?
Okay. Let's take a break and answer this question on the other side of these messages, because I need to ask you a lot of questions about that.
Hell yeah.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. And we're back. Okay. Read the question again.
When Amir finally plays D&D, what class do you think he'll play?
So what are the options?
You want me to run them through?
Sure.
Okay. Buckle up, motherfucker.
Never mind.
Oh,
what are your
on.
Career influences, and what should I do to take my gap year in Germany?
Okay, if you want a career as a barbarian. all right, so the classes are, I'll read through them, and if any of them spark joy, ask and I can let you know about them.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, that can just basically tell you as we go through. Barbarian, fierce warriors, okay? A bard, an inspiring magician, clerics, priestly champions, druids, a priest of the old faith, fighter, a master of martial combat, monk, a master of martial arts, paladin, a holy warrior bound by a sacred oath, ranger, a warrior who combats threats on the edges of civilization. Oh, sorry, did I say ranger? Rogue. A rogue, a scoundrel who uses stealth and trickery to overcome obstacles and enemies.
All right, stop talking. That's me. I want the rogue. I want the scoundrel. I want to be a sharp-witted man who absolutely takes advantage of his foes with my fast thinking and quick-wittedness.
Well, you could also be a wizard because that's a scholarly magic user. If you want to be smart, that's like a class you could use your smart.
No, I'd really like to be a needle-nosed, mousy little rogue.
So you can play a rat folk rogue.
Yeah, and I'm just like, ooh, answer me these questions for... And everyone like doesn't want to deal with me because I kind of reek of shit. But I like think that I'm in charge of things that I'm not actually in charge of.
Oh, that sounds super fun.
Yeah, like I'm knowledgeable about a bar just because I never left, you know?
Yeah, I like that. A rat folk rogue. We figured it out.
What is rat folk?
Well, so D&D has classes and races. And of the races, you know, there's like your typical stuff like dwarf, elf, half elf, halfling, like the things from that you see from like Lord of the Rings, but then there's also like these sub races, like a rat humanoid.
A rat humanoid.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty.
That's
cool.
Like the closest thing to a chipmunk.
And what do I care about what a chipmunk would play?
I guess you could play something that's like not anything like you as a person, but it's kind of fun that like you are a chipmunk in real life, and then you could play a chipmunk in D&D. I just think that's nice. Interesting.
I mean, I can play a chipmunk. Like, I could be like, oh, I'm going to pretend I'm a chipmunk and whatever, but I'm not, you know that I'm not one.
Well, you are a chipmunk, bub.
You don't get to decide that, bub.
You don't get to decide what you are, man. What did you have for breakfast today?
This is so fucked up because for about a week I ate normal shit, and then today I had 7 soft acorns for breakfast. And you asked me, what did I have for breakfast today?
Today is the day. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think that's chipmunk food in a way.
I had soft acorns and a series of seeds. All right. So glad we figured that out.
Yeah.
Aren't I coming on NatPod if you guys hit some sort of Patreon mark or something?
Yeah, yeah. I forgot to ask you about that. But if we hit a Patreon goal on NatPod, you have to be on it. So
okay.
we're 90% of the way there also.
So. Nice. So yeah. I do have to do it?
89% complete. Amir guess. If we hit this goal, Amir Blumenfeld will finally enter the 2DO and be forced to learn how Dungeons & Dragons work. So we're 89% of the way there.
Ooh, I hope I don't hold out and make you guys give me a lot of cash to play. I'd hate for you guys to be deemed as liars or nefarious fools for taking advantage of your Patreons.
Yeah, this is actually, you're perfect. This is in character, absolutely.
All right. Connor O'Kevin says, would you rather drink 1 pint of pee every 6 months or always have a tiny bit of pee in any water you drink?
Wait, sorry, say that one more time. Excuse me.
So would you rather drink a pint of pee every 6 months or always have a tiny bit of pee in any water you drink?
Oof. Probably the pint every 6 months.
Yeah, just get it over with.
Just like one day. Pound, slam, boom, done.
Yeah, I think I'd go a tiny bit of pee and just convince myself that there's no pee-pee in there.
I think it would always taste a little, you'd hint a little bit of pee. And then, like, think of how often you share, like, if I have water and someone's like, hey, can I have a sip of that? I'd have to be like, you don't, because I drink my water with a little bit of pee.
And a side of rice.
And a side of rice.
So you're going pint, I'm going for micro pee-pee.
Yeah. This is an interesting question. Cage Edgar writes, what's the worst form of self-expression?
Like, don't find yourself in any way, I guess. Mm-hmm. Stop discovering new things about yourself in a creative outlet.
Yeah. So what would you say? Fucking painting?
The worst? Painting is fine. I don't mind painting. It's therapeutic and sometimes
interpretive dance.
Good. Yeah, interpretive dance is pretty bad because it always looks like, regardless of if it's good or bad, it always looks pretty weird.
Right. I also feel like there's some like writing, painting, music, they all feel kind of personal, like even though they're shared with a wider audience later, and maybe that's the goal. But interpretive dance almost, it's the whole purpose is that you have to do it in front of people.
Right. So you can't just interpretive dance by yourself.
Yeah. So it's always about sort of just like showing off.
Poetry's pretty bad.
No, poetry fucking rules. I love poetry.
Would you rather have skin made of denim or always have to wear a jacket made of human skin? It's almost like they're working together to ask us, would you rather have a bad thing once or a little bad thing forever?
Well, I guess you always have to wear a skin jacket. That's pretty fucking foul.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
I guess I'd rather be denim, man. It's like a cool little superhero.
Yeah. Why doesn't anybody like me? You're sort of tucked away in an attic somewhere in a Levi Strauss factory.
Denim man.
That's cool. That's actually a good commercial.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Here we go. Pleasant Park at Kyle Moore writes, how would you make a PB&J? Peanut butter and jelly on both sides of the bread, peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other. These are important questions, Surge Dude.
I mean, first of all, best sandwich in the world is peanut butter layered with bananas, drizzled with chocolate chips, bread on top of that. That's the sandwich. That is the PBCCC.
Wait. What's this third C?
No, sorry, wait. PBB. Oh, yeah, PBBCC. PBBCC.
A sandwich so nice you couldn't name it once.
I named it twice the second time. PBBC, wait, PBBCC. Okay.
Okay. Think of a different name for it.
Peanut butter, banana, chocolate chip. PBBCC.
Meanwhile, fire ants are eating your ankle.
They've crawled into my anus.
Quick, get the P. Wait, PBB shit.
So you need to do jelly on one side, peanut butter on the other. Flip the peanut butter over onto the jam. because that's the one that's going to adhere to the bread better. It won't drip. But then once you have that, flip it back over, because the jam should sit on top of the peanut butter. It's a little more, because it has sort of like a layer that's protecting from seepage down to the bottom. Okay?
Yeah. I grew up in an Israeli household, so we didn't really have PB&J. I think the first time I had a PB&J was with your family, like at age 25.
Yeah, I remember we gave you your first one. Wasn't it in Nantucket?
Yeah, so I don't really know how to make it. I assume I would put peanut butter and jelly on one side and then just close it. I'm not going to put it on both sides like an open-faced sandwich and then close that.
Uh-huh.
You got one?
Oh, yeah, this is another food and weather thing. Well, I guess actually it's the first weather thing, but it's another food thing. Anyway, Chaotic Chad writes, favorite food slash weather combo.
Food slash weather. Give me ramen on an overcast day. It's 61 out. Oh, and guess what? I'm having pork broth in a bowl with a side of rice.
You do. You love soup. You love hot soup. So your weather is going to affect the food. Right, like your food is going to have an effect on the weather. You're thinking,
yeah,
food.
Like it was sunny out until I had the ramen, and now that I have the ramen, it affects the weather.
But like clouds form. Yeah, your favorite thing. You're like, I'm thinking of food, and then I'm going to think of the weather to match that. I would think for me, I'm thinking weather first. So I'm going like 70, 75 degrees, crisp, low humidity, with a nice breeze, and I'm eating fish tacos, and guess what's on the side?
What?
Rice.
Yeah, no, I figured as much. By the way, your favorite food and weather are both L.A. staples, so I don't know what you're doing out there.
It's 80 and sunny today in New York, okay? I'm going to get fish tacos and a side rice.
With Glenn Rice. He's an old basketball player.
Of course.
What grades are you guys climbing these days, writes Shark Attack?
I am climbing fours and attempting fives.
Whoa.
On the V scale.
That's pretty solid. I haven't climbed in a while.
I feel like you could still, but you're exercising. I feel like you would still get up a V3.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I don't know. A lot of it has to do with just how strong your hands and arms and fingers and that kind of stuff. You can't replicate in a gym.
Yeah, it's true.
I miss climbing a little bit, but I also know that it hurts me a lot.
It does hurt you?
Yeah, just like whenever I have a small ache, like a bruised rib, climbing hurts that. A bum ankle, climbing hurts that. Climbing really just like finds the thing that hurts a little bit and makes it a focal point of pain.
That's interesting. I have pain almost all the time and I don't have it when I climb. So maybe that's why it's a better sport for me. Like when I run, I'll hurt for like two straight days.
Interesting.
And I still do that anyway because I like to run so much.
All right. Who you got?
This question doesn't really make any sense to me. I'll ask it. Why not? Max Heckert says, what percentage of people do you think subscribe to the notion of I'm not starving, but I could eat, but with pooping? Does that make any sense to you?
No, but with pooping.
I don't have to go to the bathroom, but I could shit. Is that what he means?
Start from the top.
What percentage of people do you think subscribe to the notion of I'm not starving, but I could eat, but with pooping?
Oh, I see. So what percentage of people are like, you know what? I don't really have to take a shit, but I could shit.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't force yourself to shit.
Yeah. Are you waiting for the last possible moment, sitting down and it's an instant expel? Or are you like, all right, it's that time of day. I'll sit on the toilet and wait and see.
I never wait and see. If I don't have to shit, I don't shit.
That's odds.
But I'm not like, I don't wait till it's an emergency either. If I'm like, oh, I feel like I have to shit, I can always just shit.
That's awesome.
I don't
really
have I'm not that regular, like the same time every single day. But I'll like take a shit, you know?
Yeah. But are you one a day or?
Yeah. Or no, I'm probably like one every 6.5 weeks. But it's like,
yeah,
really,
oh, wait, no, I'm actually.
It's
so
like, super,
like,
so I'll shit every 6.5 weeks. It is as
that's
small
so
as
different.
A marble. It's as
that's
small
so
as a marble,
different.
But it's
that's,
as it feels heavier than a cannonball. Like I've chipped the porcelain on my toilet with the density of this marble. It's basically like a black hole. Yeah, so.
And that's once every month and a half.
Nicholas asks.
No, I'm not done. By the way, okay. Do you know what the densest material on Earth is? The heaviest metal?
Oh, mercury?
It's actually osmium. That's right. The heaviest metal is osmium. So for whatever reason, you seem to be shitting osmium every month and a half, and you should get that checked out.
Right. How heavy is osmium?
Couldn't tell you. 22 grams per cubic centimeter. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Chad Benson asks, what is the best condiment? Goat condiment.
My goat condiment is barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I do know that about you.
Actually,
you also like teriyaki.
Yeah, I was going to go teriyaki because you can't really put barbecue on the goat food. A side of rice.
Well, if you're going to go to side of rice, then you're going to want a soy. A soy of rice.
Yours is hot sauce, sriracha. I put it on everything. I love it when things have that kick.
I actually
Fuck off.
I like honey mustard, I was going to say. I didn't realize. It's okay.
Oh.
You kind of verbally attacked me there, dude.
Sorry, yeah, I forgot that you also like a sweet mustard. Dude,
that was a little emotionally abusive, man.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just thought you liked spicy things too.
Oh, really? He really hurt my feelings with the way that he yelled at me in that way. With no regard to how it would affect me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's fine.
James Argument says, how do you shart in social situations?
Don't. Jesus, don't.
Sorry, how do you hide a shart? So you shart, what do you do? What would you do?
Immediately excuse yourself. You have to leave.
Go to the bathroom and then what?
Throw away your underwear.
You throw it away.
Yeah.
Throw away
the underwear, wipe, clean yourself, go back. It's fine. No one noticed. Okay.
Do you go home? Do you leave the underwear under a clump of paper towels in the bathroom?
I guess I'm imagining this happening like at a bar in a public bathroom. If you do it at a friend's house, it's a little harder because you have to find a way to throw the underwear out.
Yeah.
I guess you could bury it. You could probably excuse yourself. Go out to your car, go to the street.
That's good. I forgot something in the street.
I have a white wine in my whip. Hold on, I'll go outside. And then you have to drive to a store and get white wine.
Yeah, and you're still completely filled with the shart because you haven't discarded the underwear yet.
Right. You start sweating. You fully shit your pants. You have diarrhea. You have to go home. You have food poisoning, bud.
3 days later, they want to know what happened to the white wine.
If you have food poisoning, you got to just go rice all day for 3 days.
Ever heard of the brat diet? I prefer the rat diet. Rice, applesauce, and rice.
On the side.
All right. Last question from each of us. Ready?
Yep.
Ooh, I won't answer
Grimace says, have you seen each other's nuts before? I've seen yours. Have you seen my nuts?
I guess I've seen you naked. I don't know if I've specifically seen the nuts of you.
All right.
Like, I want to see your sack.
I've seen your cock. I've seen your ass. But have I seen the fucking testes?
I've seen your rosebud. But I want you to grab your cock and dangle your nuts.
I teabagged you once, but you were asleep.
And a side of nuts.
I teabagged you when we were living in Los Feliz together. So that was when you were 34 and I was 32. That's the oldest person you think ever teabagged somebody.
That's a good question. Probably 58.
Yeah, I would say that too.
This is kind of a hard one, but hopefully you have an answer. Proto Tom Troy 8 writes, what's the least romantic thing someone has done for you?
Least romantic thing someone's done for me?
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, but it doesn't... I guess there was one time I gave a girlfriend in high school a necklace that I thought she had wanted, and like I'd saved up, and I had a lot had gone into me getting this necklace, and the first thing she said was that it was the wrong one.
That's pretty unromantic. What about Dave urging you to have a threesome with him?
Oh yeah, that was another weird one. I came home from a bar with somebody, and Dave was just like on the stairs, like pointing to himself, saying three-way, and I was like, no. And he got mad at me.
Yeah, that's got to be the because that's the opposite of romance, but still in that genre. The Definitely. Least romantic thing someone's ever done to you.
What, do you have an answer?
No, I mean, my Dave anecdote about you was my answer.
Yeah, all right, that tracks. That's fair.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for writing in. The opening theme song was Calvin Yeager. The closing one is a different Calvin Yeager song. He submitted okay. so many, we can use another one.
That's it.
If you have your own questions, we usually get them at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And as always, we'll be back next week. If you're listening right now, don't go back in time and spoil where Kawhi ends up, because I still have faith that he'll end up on the Lakers.
I think he will, bud.
Thanks, man. I needed to hear that. All right. Later, everybody.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.